So can any pastime from scripture be taken as a metaphor for gaining some lessons or instructions? Answer, there are two different aspects. One is taking instruction and other taking it as a metaphor. And we can gain instructions without having to take it as a metaphor also. So, for example, if we consider, say, a particular pastime where say Yudhishthir, he hesitated to tell the truth, hesitated to avoid telling the truth. Say, for example, in Duryodhana, when Dronacharya was going on a rampage and Krishna told, tell him that his son has been killed, Yudhishthir hesitated. And then afterwards, he told but did not tell the truth fully. So, another principle we can take from here is that, you know, when the opponent is cunning, you may have to be cunning at that time. Shatho Shatyam. So, it's not the best example. But the point is that from any incident, so usually to see the relevance of scripture, there are three things. We look at the specific incident, then we look at the universal principle from that incident. And then we look at the specific application for that incident from in our life. So, for example, say, Vishwanathan Gonas Goswami was arrested. This is a better example. Was arrested by Nawab Hussain Shah and put in jail. So, he wanted to serve Lord Chaitanya. And at that time, he told the jailer that actually, you know, I want to go on a pilgrimage to Mecca. And every Muslim should go at least once in a lifetime. So, I want to do this. And if you let me to go to Mecca, then you will also get the pious credit for that. Because you will have ensured that a person does puny. And then when that was not enough, then he offered him some bribe also. And then he was able to go. He was got release. Now in principle, he was going on a pilgrimage. But he was going to Mecca, he was going to Varanasi, and where he was going to meet Lord Chaitanya. So now, in an extreme emergency situation, where a person for no fault at all actually, except religious persecution, has been put in a jail, then in such a situation, for a person to speak something which is not the precise truth, in order to pursue the service of the absolute truth, that is fine. So we may also have to adjust some things in our dealings in today's world, so that we can, especially when we are in a cultural setting which is not so favorable to bhakti, which is hostile to bhakti, at that time adjusting certain things is fine. So, similarly for us, so that means here, how did we learn this lesson? We look at the pastime, which is in a particular time, in a particular historical setting. Then we look at the lesson from the pastime. And then we see how that lesson may apply in our life today. So this, there's no need to learn a lesson from pastime. There's no need to make it metaphorical directly. So, what could be metaphorical, for example? What is the accepted metaphor? Acceptable metaphor? Say, there is a symbolism in the Gita that at the start of the Gita, at the end of its first chapter, Arjuna put aside his bow. Visrujasa sharam chapam shokasam vigna manasa. Put aside his bow. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, in 18.70, Yatra partho dhanurdhara, he has picked up his bow and is ready to fight. So this we can say, you know, just as Arjuna was disheartened at the start of the Gita, and he became encouraged and confident by the end of the Gita, after hearing the Gita. So like that also, we too also may become disheartened in our life. So we could say that Arjuna's Gandiva is like our determination. And we may lose our determination because of some worldly events. But by hearing from the Lord, hearing the message, our determination will be restored. This is a metaphor. But this is a metaphor which does not... actually in one sense, without even talking about the metaphor, the same principle applies. We will be discouraged, but we hear about Krishna. We hear from Krishna, the wisdom of spirituality, of Bhagavad Gita, then we will become encouraged. So here, just the metaphor is, the lesson can come without the metaphor, but the metaphor makes the lesson more visually graphic. Yes, his bow was put aside, he lifted up his bow. So like that, our determination also. So where metaphors can convey a lesson that is overall in harmony with the Siddhanta of scripture, then such metaphors can be used. And our acharyas have also used many times such metaphors. Prabhupada himself says, for example, in one of his initiation lectures, he says, now none of you should ever become discouraged in life because you have handed over the reins of your chariot to Krishna, and Krishna will take care of you. So here when you say handed over the reins of your chariot to Krishna, what does it mean? Prabhupada is basically talking about something about, say, Arjuna Krishna, Krishna the chariot of Arjuna. So when Arjuna surrendered to Krishna like that, so we are also surrendering to Krishna. So Prabhupada is talking something in metaphorical terms. But that does not, when metaphorical interpretations become a problem is when the metaphorical is seen as a replacement for the literal instead of a supplement to the literal. So Madhvacharya explains that the scriptures can be understood in three levels. One is the literal, where we just hear the pastime and that itself purifies us. Second is the ethical. Ethical means we learn lessons. Okay, in this situation I should behave like this, in this situation I should behave like this. Third is metaphorical, wherein we take some symbolism to further appreciate its relevance and meaning. But he makes it clear the metaphor, the fullest benefit is available at the literal level itself. And the metaphorical is a supplement to the literal. It is not a replacement to the literal. So, can we do this for any pastime? Usually in the early stages of our spiritual life, we need to be a little careful. And if we feel maybe this lesson can be drawn from the scriptural pastime, then we can check with some senior devotees. And as we become more and more rooted in Siddhanta, then scripture will speak to us. We will start saying, hey, this situation, it works, it was like this for me. So, for example, if we see that, you know, somebody is very attached to property and because of that the person doesn't speak the truth or does not oppose somebody else, we say this person is like having a Dhritarashtra mentality. So that is fine. So that is, we don't have to necessarily say this is a metaphorical or anything like that. It's just an application in today's context. So initially it's good to focus on the literal understanding and to try to internalize the Siddhanta, and then whether we want to take it at the ethical level or a metaphorical level, that we will learn from within with the confirmation, especially on if you are going to come up with some, if you have some ideas which you feel, are they sure or are they not sure, you are not sure, we are not really sure about that, then it is best to ask some senior devotees, clarify and then learn from there.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.